Hello and welcome back to our planet and our future. Today's subject will be the sea level rise, which is a very important topic to educate about. We have our experts Valencia and Gwen here.
Good evening.
Hello, thank you for inviting us.
The pleasure is all mine. Do you want to introduce yourselves and tell us your professions?
I'm a climatologist. I work together with other climatologists in the Institution of Climate Science.
I am a professor at the Climate University, and I'm teaching the students about sea level rise.
Valencia, do you want to present general information about the sea level rise and enlighten us about its major issues?
Sure. So the sea level rise is an issue that accompanies some of us through our daily life, but eventually affects all of us, some more than others. It is caused by the greenhouse gases, which are released into the atmosphere. This is a problem itself, but to mitigate it, the ocean naturally absorbs the heat from the gases and thus heats itself, so that the ocean heating has cut a new record in 2018. Rising seas are a result of the climate change effects. The major issue is that the average sea levels have raised over 23 centimeters since 1880, a third thereof, which is about 8 centimeters in the last 25 years. Estimating the annual rise, we come to the result that it rises 3.2 millimeters yearly.
Thank you. I actually did not know much about that and still understood it. I believe that not many people are aware of this problem, and I also think that not many people are concerned about the rising sea level. Gwen, would you explain us how exactly these changes in sea levels occur?
Of course I can. There are three major factors which all emerge from the global climate change. Number one is the thermal expansion. Due to the rising temperature, water heats up as well, and thus it expands. More than half of the sea level rise in the last 25 years is attributed to warmer oceans, which occupy more space due to the heating. Number two are the melting glaciers. The temperature rise leads to melting glaciers. Snow from evaporated water is usually sufficient to prevent the glaciers a bit from melting, so that a balance between the runoff and the evaporation is created. In the last few years, however, the global warming has reached an extreme, so that there has been an even more drastic glacier melting and simulationally a diminished snowfall, which is why a huge imbalance is created by how the sea levels rise. Number three are the loss of Greenland and Antarctica's ice sheets. It is the same as with the mountain glaciers. Heat causes these ice sheets that cover Greenland and Antarctica to melt.
Wow, that is a lot of information and very big factors, which I assume have several impacts. Valencia, please teach us the consequences of the rising sea level.
The sea level rise especially poses a risk to coastal inhabitants. Even a small increase can have fatal effects. Not only is there a danger of wetland flooding, erosion, soil contamination with salt and a lost habitat for animals and plants, but of hurricanes and typhoons or generally heavy storms as well, which can tear apart whole strips of land. People therefore are forced to migrate to higher ground if they are living in low-lying coastal areas.
That must be hard. I couldn't imagine losing my house due to flooding. We can consider ourselves lucky, because we are living in safety so far. Nevertheless, I heard that it could hit us as well at this rate. What could we do for our safety?
Nowadays, coastal cities are adapting to the threat by building seawalls, planting vegetations, which can absorb a lot of water, or by just rethinking roads or else relocating facilities to higher elevations. There are already big steps, but unfortunately, they are very costly. Besides, adapting to the threat does not prevent worse from arising. we have to think back to the root of the problem, which is climate change. To protect coastal cities from flooding, we have to change our collective behavior and in this way slow the rate of climate change. If the world starts to cut carbon emissions efficiently and global warming is limited to 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels, approximately 380 US communities could be saved from catastrophic flooding. The best way to help coastal communities is to implement the Paris Climate Agreement and keep global warming down.
This is a very logical and convincing response. Is there any forecast how high it will if we don't act?
It is predicted that the warming of the planet will continue and causes the oceans to keep rising so that hundreds of coastal cities will have to face flooding. We can expect the oceans to rise up to 77 centimeters by 2100, with a temperature warming of 1.5 degrees Celsius, says a recent report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. Many cities of the US East Coast could be seriously affected by this, and the tragedy will continue, even after this, not seeing an ending.
Thank you very much, Gwen and Valencia. Today's podcast was very informative for me. It raised awareness about the severity of the sea level rise. You heard it. We have to act and change the planet before it's too late. Cutting carbon emissions wherever it is possible already helps a lot. Even if it is only by planting trees, reducing air travel, or making your home more energy efficient. Don't bank on others, instead act yourself. With that said, see you in our next episode.
Bye, see you around.